We've been speaking the last several shiurim about Berachas HaTorah. Whenever we deal with a bracha that relates to a mitzvah, we have to always ask ourselves, is this what we call in halacha a Berachas HaMitzvah? It's simply a bracha that relates to the performance of the mitzvah proper. Let's say, for example, the bracha that we recite before we blow the shofar, the Shema called shofar. So that is a bracha that relates simply to the mitzvah. Or we recite a bracha on the tefillin. That is a bracha that relates simply to the mitzvah proper. Every once in a while, we have a bracha that is recited in the context of a mitzvah. It seems to take on almost a life in and of itself, that it's more than just a berachas mitzvah proper. It almost enters into the category of a berachas shevach, into something that is more of a praise, an overall praise of the Kadosh Baruch Hu about this event that is occurring, rather than the particulars of the mitzvah. For example, the bracha that we recite under the chuppah, Asher Kedishon HaMitzvot HaMitzvot HaRayis, very long bracha. There is a big question in the Rishonim whether that is a bracha on the mitzvah of getting married, that is the view of the Rambam, or perhaps that is a bracha of a berachas shevach, a praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the institution of marriage. You have other kinds of brachas like that as well. At a bris milah, you recite one bracha al hamila, which is pretty much a straightforward berachas mitzvah. Then there's another bracha, Asher Kedishon HaMitzvot LaChnisa B'Vrisa Shalom Avinu, which is unclear, is that also a berachas mitzvah, or is that more into the category of a berachas shevach? So those two categories of brachas are important, and they may play out in terms of Berachas HaTorah as well. Is the bracha of Berachas HaTorah just simply a bracha on the mitzvah of Talmud Torah? Not all that different than the bracha on putting on tefillin, on shaking the lulav, sitting in the sukkah, etc. Or perhaps the bracha of Berachas HaTorah is more relating to a Berachas HaShevach. It's a praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the event, for the experience, so to speak, of Limud HaTorah. So this touches on an issue that is an important question, not really so much for us, but it's a very important issue relating to women, whether women are obligated or whether they should be reciting Berachas HaTorah. So although the Shulchan Aruch tells us unequivocally that women do recite Berachas HaTorah, it is not quite clear why that should be so. If women are exempt from the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, why should they be obligated in the mitzvah of Berachas HaTorah? So there are actually some, because of that question, such as the Vilna Gaon, who maintain that women are not really obligated in Berachas HaTorah. It is a voluntary bracha, but not an absolute obligation. Whereas others disagree, and others claim that no, women are actually obligated in this bracha. One of the reasons that suggested why women perhaps would be obligated in the bracha of Berachas HaTorah, even though they may be technically exempt from the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, is something that is suggested by Reb Chaim Brisker, that perhaps the bracha of Berachas HaTorah is more in the realm, closer to the realm, to the bracha, almost on what Reb Chaim coined the phrase, a chetzah shel Torah, and the experience of Torah, on the entity of Torah, rather than on the mitzvah's essay, the raisa of limud Torah. And as such, so then their experience of Torah would be the same for women as well as for men. So again, this is a longish question as to what the nature of the Torah is, and it may have some very real nafkaminas ladin as well. Have a wonderful day.